Gerval spoke up.
Nay, ma'am, not if us makes ye little sacks of pepper, boyokey. Wim could throw slingers at ye varmints.
Martha clapped her paws delightedly.
What a great plan! Thank you, Buffle and Gerval. Let's try it.
The ancient mole cook took charge of the operation. Soon she and several Dibbons donned bandanas of wet cloth to protect their noses and mouths against the fiery hot root pepper. Carefully they ladled measured portions of the pepper onto flimsy squares of thin birch bark parchment. Each of these was fashioned into a tiny bundle, tied at the top with thread. Torren weighed one in his paw.
Just right for throwing. Oh, these'll cause a few sneezes if they land on some scummy noses.
Huge the mole babe had scrambled up onto a windowsill. Jumping up and down, he waved his tiny paws and squealed.
Look out! Look out! The vermin spees coming!
Bad Red kept the paw on the broken cutlass in his belt, not drawing the weapon lest they see it was only a half-bladed thing. Behind him stood the rest of the available vermin crew, Half-Chop, Floggo, Rog, Slipback, Plumnose and Jupper. The little fox shouted boldly,
"Where's your chief? I want to talk!"
Abbot Carroll showed himself at the dormitory window.
"Say what you have got to say, fox!"
Bad Red puffed out his narrow chest.
"Listen! We've got you well booked still up there. You ain't warriors. You can't fight back or hurt us. So, I'll tell you what I'll do. Open your doors. We won't attack. Just let me and one of my crew come in. When we find your magic sword, I know the bits of loot that we fancy, we'll leave you in peace and go."
The abbot shook his head firmly.
"Never! You'll not set poor in Redwall Abbey. None of you!"
Bad Red passed a poor signal to Rog from behind his back. The weasel casually notched an arrow to his bowstring. Keeping his temper in check, the fox replied,
"Never! We'll see about that. What you gotta understand is that you're under siege. We should starve you out or keep attacking until one by one you're all slain. Oh, I got lots of bright ideas, Mouse. Take your pick. Either that, or just do as I command. It'll save you a lot of grief."
Carol stood his ground.
"No matter what you say, you will not enter this abbey. Now, let me make a suggestion. Take your vermin, plus all the fruit you have stolen from our orchard, and leave here. If you do this, you will save yourself a lot of grief. Take my word for it."
Bad Red shrugged.
"Ain't no use talking to your mouth."
As the vermin leader stepped aside, Rog hurried forward and let fly. Inside the dormitory, some of the pepper dust had got to the abbot, causing him to sneeze. As Carol's head went down with the force of the sneeze, the arrow tipped his head fair, ending up quivering in the dormitory ceiling. Cursing inwardly, Bad Red forced himself to stay nonchalantly calm, even to smile.
"Saved by a sneeze, eh? You're a lucky mouse."
Suddenly, Torren appeared at the window, a pepper bomb in each paw.
"You won't be so lucky. Sneeze on this snotty nose."
In quick succession, two bags of pepper struck Bad Red's face. Then the dormitory windows were packed with Red Wallers, hailing their new weapons and shouting,
"Try a sniff of this, ugly chops."
"You stuff this ugly nose, or varmin."
"Ugh, take a whiff of this, you wicked rabble."
"Sorry, we ain't got no salt, so we did a little more pepper for you."
Literally peppered by bags of the stuff, the vermin crew fled, spitting, sneezing and rubbing at their burning eyes as the fierce hot root pepper did its work. Between sneezes, they bumped blindly into one another, wailing and screeching. Martha held up a paw.
"Stop now. No use wasting pepper. They've learned their lesson. A good hot one."
A rousing cheer went forth from the abbey beasts.
"Red Wall!"
Martha hugged Torren's waist from a chair.
"We did it, friend. We defeated the vermin."
The otter cook stood watching the vermin as they hurled themselves into the abbey pond. He stroked the hermaid's head absently.
"Oi, beauty, we did it for now, but they'll be back, And next time they do, those vermin will try to slay us all.
Sister Portula was in agreement with him.
Right, Torrin. So what'll we do then?